live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Thanks for joining us tonight here on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and streaming online at mychasm.com. We've got some folks listening back home. Gary Lynn listening to us. Gary, longtime player, manager over at Pearl Lake. He's listening tonight. Mary Heinen listening over in Roscoe tonight. Again, if you are listening, you want to tweet, you can follow me at Chasm Randy. Otherwise, text me, 248-1602, that you're following our game tonight. The first pitch from Ryan Hennon to number two hitter, Jack Freges, is a swing and a miss, strike one. Freges made that nice play to end the fourth for the Rockies. Another swing and a miss at a nasty curveball in the count, 0-2. Yeah, good scoring opportunity there for the Rockies, and you just got to let that one go. It didn't happen that time, and you can't dwell on it. Pitch is inside, and Freges is hit by the pitch in the batter's box as the home plate umpire, and he's going to go to first.
It was funny because he kind of stood in the batter's box and looked at the umpire, did that hit me or not, and then all of a sudden the umpire awarded him first, but
yeah.
He didn't do a real good job of selling that one.
No, he didn't jump around or nothing because it was low and inside. Had to hit his foot somewhere if it did at all. That'll bring number three hitter, Matt Ambrose, to the plate. Matt pop up to the second baseman, Distel, in his first at-bat tonight. Second time through the lineup here for the St. Patrick Irish. Hannon throws over to first, and back safely is Freges. Ryan Hannon, that's a better move. Austin Duffner has to dive over Freges and knock the ball down. That just about went to the side fence.
Well, luckily for Austin, he was able to reach over the top of the base runner and knock the ball down right behind him and keep that runner at first base.
So Matt Ambrose, the number three hitter at the plate. Freges obviously must have some pretty good speed. He gets a great lead and a swing and a miss by Ambrose. Strike one, 0-1 the count. Balls, one strike. Ambrose, right-handed hitter, drills it to short. Oh, it comes up and hits Jordan New in the head or right off the forehead. A bad hop. That was a double play ball written all over it, and New takes it to the forehead. He appears to be all right, though. He got up almost immediately, but, oh, frustrating for the Rockies.
Frustrating is absolutely the right word that you said there, Randy. He was down to make the play perfectly at the last second. It came up about 2.5 feet off the ground and got him. I don't know if it got him in the shoulder or if it got him in the cheek or what it did,
But
it looked like it got him right there, and it was a routine double play ball right there, and unfortunately for the Rockies, they don't get anybody. And St. Patrick's got first and second, nobody out.
It'll go as a hit in the scorebook here. That'll bring Seth Ambrose to the plate, the cleanup hitter. Runners at first and second. Strike call to Seth Ambrose. And the pitch fouled out of play. And the count two. Seth at 0-2. Or should it be 0-1? I think the press box is wondering, too, because I think that was the first pitch to Ambrose.
I think it was. I think that 0-1 was up there before he actually batted.
0-1 the count. Ambrose not showing any sign of a bunt. Hennon delivers outside a ball, 1-1. Ryan Hennon so far tonight has struck out two. Hennon works from the stretch and comes home, and Ambrose will foul it to the backstop, and the count at 1-2. That ball came off the base of the backstop and halfway out to Ryan Hennon on the mound.
It's funny it came that far back right at him because you didn't really hear it come off the backstop.
I know. One ball, two strikes. Ambrose back into the box. Jack Freges out at second. At first base, it's Matt Ambrose. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hannon's pitch, and Seth Ambrose drives this foul again out of play.
There's been a lot of foul balls hit behind that St. Patrick dugout.
The first base dugout, unbelievable tonight, and that just shows how far behind they are on the pitches. But in the same sense, they are making contact yet. So does Ryan Hennen have to get a little bit more deceptive? Maybe work that inside corner a little bit more? He's been keeping it outside. First and second, no one out. The Hennen pitch. Ambrose pops this one up in the infield. Distal still on the dirt, makes the catch at second for the out. That's a big out.
That indeed it is. That was a big play by Sam Distal there. Luckily for the umpire, he right away called an infield fly because it looked like one of them that maybe could have creeped just far enough out into the grass, but he was one step on the grass in order to make the out, so they got a big first out.
Look at Ryan Hennen. He's pitched good enough to be out of this inning already, Kurt.
You're right, he has.
That'll bring number five hitter, Matthew Pexa, to the plate. Matthew in his first at bat, a fly ball to right. And Hennen tries to paint that inside corner. He doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire. And 1-0 the count to Pexa. Runners at first and second, one out. Hennen's pitch, a little bit low again, says the home plate umpire. And 2-0.
Definitely not missing by much on either one of those two pitches.
Not at all. Two balls, no strikes. The kick, the pitch by Hennen. This one driven foul down the first baseline. Duffner gives chase, and that's going to be out of play. And the count at 2-1. The lights coming on now, and this is a very tough time of the night to pick up a baseball. For probably the next 15 minutes or so, it's extremely difficult.
You look out of that right field corner right now, you can just see what that right fielder is going to be dealing with.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. 2 on the count. Runners take small leads. Here's the pitch from Hennen. That's upstairs. And now the count at 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ryan Hennen's pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner and the count full. 3-2. Looks like they played 4 at Maple Lake tonight. New London Spicer leading 1-0 over Howard Lake. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count. To Pexa. Hennen delivers and a swing and a miss. Got Pexa to chase a high fastball that might not have been a strike.
I don't believe it was. Looked like it was a little high. It was just below the letters, but a big strikeout for Ryan Hennen. Just like the St. Patrick pitcher got in the bottom of in the top of the fourth, Ryan Hennen gets here in the bottom of the fourth.
That'll bring Will Walsh to the plate. Will bounce to Duffner in his only at bat tonight. No score here in the fourth. Going to third, and the throw to third in time.
What a play by Kelvin Kaltoff to be heads up. I don't know if that guy thought he got a good read on the pitcher or what, but what a throw by Kelvin Kaltoff to nail the guy stealing third.
Jack Freges going in head first. David Jonas slaps the tag on him, and that'll do it for the Irish here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 4. It's the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Patrick scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Lakeside Clinic, located on Highway 23 Cold Spring, provides personalized eye care close to home for all ages. Maintain good eye health and vision by scheduling an appointment today. Call 685-5400. Lakeside Clinic is a complete optical offering designer frames from traditional to trendy and is always ready to help keep your eye on the ball. Lakeside Clinic is proud to support local athletics and wishes our local amateur teams good luck in the state tournament. Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Oh, Randy Rotstein, Kurt Hamish with you at Delano Municipal Baseball Park. It's state tournament baseball as we go to the top of the fifth inning. And the Rockies, no runs, four hits, no errors. St. Patrick, no runs, two hits, and no errors. And Kurt, you were talking to me off the air. Both teams with great chances and come up empty.
That was a big fourth inning there with the Rockies having bases loaded, nobody out, don't get any. St. Patrick had first and second, nobody out, and don't get any. Some fine defensive plays and some great pitching performances to take care of that.
Absolutely. Austin Mayer, the number nine hitter, will lead it off for the Rockies. It'll be 9-1-2 for Cold Spring here in the fifth. And Mayer is 1-for-1 tonight. The first pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. The pitch from Spitt is low, and the count, one ball, one strike.
It's good to hear that people even down here at the ballpark are listening to us, Randy. Our good neighbor, Russ Kaltoff, just informed me that Ryan Hennon is going to St. Cloud State for his senior year, but he won't be playing baseball. So even though he's down at the game, he still listens to us on the radio.
Oh, you got to love that. Thank you, Russ. Pitches in the dirt, and the count at two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Yeah, that was a strike by Calvin Kaltoff to third base and David Jonas. And David got that tag down so quick.
Yep, the guy got up and ran to the dugout. He instantly knew he was out.
Two balls, one strike. Here's a check swing by Mayer in the count, 2-2. Fooled again by that breaking ball. And when Spitt throws that breaking ball, it's a nasty one.
It is. He likes to keep it low and keep it on the outside corner.
Here's the 2-2. That's called strike three, and Mayer is rung up on strikes.
Well, just like he did for strike two, he came back and did the same thing to him for strike three, and I don't think Austin thought he was quite going to be able to catch up with that on the outside part of the plate.
That looked like an almost unreachable pitch there. So one out, Jordan Newt to the plate. Jordan 0 for 2 tonight. And now we see the third baseman, Freegis, over at third. He was starting to creep in, like maybe expecting a bunt this time around. First pitch, a ball, 1-0 to Jordan. As Spitt comes home, and New follows it to the screen. And the count at one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. I think the catcher, Matt Ambrose, was totally fooled to where the ball was. I wonder if he still knows.
Well, it was funny because he looked like he was going to go look to catch up a pop-up behind him, and all of a sudden he realized the ball was laying behind him.
It went straight back just about. One ball, one strike. Pitches outside, and 2-1. David Jonas on deck for the Rockies. Can you get any nicer of a night?
You can't ask for a nicer night to play amateur baseball. You look at that flag. The flag is just hugging the pole right there. It's a perfect temperature.
It's gorgeous. 3-1 the count to Jordan New. And we got all you listening back at home. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you couldn't make it to the ballpark, that's why we're here, to let you know what's going on. The 3-1 pitch coming to Jordan New. That's outside corner, says the home plate umpire. And the count full at 3-2.
I don't think these umpires like to ever be showing up, because it looked like Jordan was just getting ready to throw his bat away for an outside pitch, and he quickly calls it strike two.
3-2. New slices this one foul into the sports deck down the third baseline.
Gets a few of the Rocky fans ducking down there. Jordan's keeping them alive.
There's a nice contingent of Cold Spring Rocky fans in that sports deck.
There is. That's a beautiful spot down there to watch the game.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes to Jordan. Here's the pitch from Spitt. A ground ball to short. And that's going to go underneath the glove of Freegis, and Jordan New reaches first on the air.
Well, Jordan didn't get the walk he was looking for on the pitch earlier, but shortstop kind of let that ball play him instead, like how Jordan was going down on the ball and staying down on a few balls that were hit to him. This shortstop didn't go do that, and that ball snuck right underneath his glove.
Well, and you know that ball that hit Jordan, now that works on other infielders. That thought of like, uh-oh. And, of course, Freegis knew Jordan's quicker than the Dickens, and it's like, I got to charge this.
Yep.
And ends up making an error, first error of the ball game, and here comes David Jonas to the plate. David, 0-for-1 tonight with a walk in his first at bat. And it forces the right-hander to pitch out of the stretch again. Here's a fly ball to right field. Walsh coming in will make the catch for the out, and New hustles back. to first base.
David was a little hungry on that one. He took that outside pitch and just hit a mile-high pop-up to the right fielder. He went up there swinging, just like you many times see him do, but unfortunately, he just hit a mile-high pop-up. We'll see what Austin Duffner can do if we can't take advantage of that St. Patrick error.
Yeah, those towering fly balls to right field for a right-handed hitter, you just missed him. You just missed him. David's done that twice tonight. Here's Austin Duffner at the plate. Austin, one for two. New has got a delayed steal going on, and he's going to go into second base easily as the catcher, Matt Ambrose, didn't recognize that right away, and nobody's yelling out in the infield.
Jordan did a great job, like you say, on that delayed steal. If you wouldn't have told me he was going, I didn't even see it right away because the catcher, he just kind of lobbed it down there. Once he did realize he was going, there was no way there was even going to be a play at second base.
And now in scoring position, here goes the throw back to second, and New dives back in safely. And that's almost like in the Twins game last night when Cave hits the 3-0 pitch and Kepler gets plunked on the next one. It's like Ambrose saying, don't show me up here. I'm going to throw down a second. 2-0 the count. Duffner takes outside, and now 3-0 as waiting on deck is Kelvin Kaltoff. Three balls, no strikes, the count to Duffner. Does he get the green light here or not? Here's the pitch, and that's inside. It's going to go to the backstop. New is going to go to third. Duffner to first on the walk. And for the Rockies, up to the plate comes Kelvin Kaltoff.
That was a huge play for the Rockies. Not only did Austin Duffner work out the walk there, but by him throwing a wild pitch on that one, Jordan New able to take third base, put some runners at the corners with two out, and see if the Rockies can't do something here. But the catcher for St. Patrick is a smart player. As soon as he sees there's guys on first and third, he quickly walks out to the mound, brings the whole infield in. He wants to make sure that everybody's on the same page, what's going to happen, because I think they got a feeling that Austin Duffner might be going, but hey, let's go talk about it so we know what's happening.
Austin Duffner, big guy, got good speed?
He's got okay speed for a big guy. You know, it's one of them. You know, if you maybe you do a delay steal or something to see if you can't get Jordan to break or see what would happen. But you also got your cleanup hitter in the box, so it's a tough spot to go do that in.
You got Skulzacek behind your cleanup hitter, so you got to give these guys a chance, I think, to swing the bat. Rockies have made some noise in the fourth and now in the fifth. And now, after the mound visit, we're going to get a visit from the manager of St. Patrick as he comes out to the mound. And, you know, Nick Spitt is a different pitcher when he's out of the stretch, Kurt.
Indeed he is. And it's funny because it almost looks like they had a guy warming up that they're going to be pulling them. And sure enough, they are. They're going to be bringing in a drafty pitcher here.
So we have a pitching change. Let's take a one-minute timeout here on KSM. Back in a minute.
You're ready to plan your big day. Whether it's across the stage or down the aisle, let Cold Spring Bakery help you celebrate your special occasion in style. Choose from our special almond cake with a raspberry filling or rich, dark chocolate cake with a sinfully luscious mousse filling. And let our decorators decorate it in a style unique for you. Check out our cakebook at coldspringbakery.com. Cold Spring Bakery, baking for your special occasion.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman of Willenbring Dahl Wolken & Zimmerman. We have four full-time attorneys in our office in addition to myself. My partners John, Neil, and Bo Pyrus head up the litigation team. They handle personal injury cases, insurance defense work, and a wide variety of other lawsuits. My partner Kelly Springer and our new associate Laura Martin work in the estate planning, real estate, business law fields, and more. This next generation of lawyers stands ready to serve Chasm Country's listener. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back as we head into a relief pitcher role for the first time tonight, Kurt. We get a right-hander replacing a right-hander here.
Well, we do, and it's kind of deceiving because he has a green uniform with white pants just like St. Patrick's do, but he is a drafty from Montgomery, number 6, John Krochak.
So Krochak coming in from Montgomery, right-hander. Looks like he's a very compact player, not a very tall guy, but we'll give the Rockies maybe a little bit different look. And Kelvin Kaltoff, Tom Ficker, just watching his delivering everything, every pitch. Kaltoff wants to get zoned in on that.
Well, he definitely has a little bit different delivery. He brings it a little bit more from the side than straight over the top. So it's definitely going to be a different look, like you say. And he's definitely loose because he was warming up the whole fourth inning after the Rockies loaded the bases with nobody out.
And here goes the Rockies now. First and third, and Calvin Kaltoff at the plate. Here's a courtesy throw by Krochak over to first base, and Austin Duffner back safely. It's like, yep, I came into the game, but I know you're there, right?
Well, that then I want to make sure that you're not taking off instantly on me.
Two outs, no score here in the top of the fifth inning. We've got a dandy in the first game in Delano tonight. Krochak's pitch is outside of ball, 1-0, and immediately we get some more activity going down into that St. Patrick bullpen. Like Kurt was saying, it's no messing around. It's one and done if you lose tonight.
When you're playing an elimination game, you got to keep somebody fresh out there at all times.
Krochak's pitch is low and inside, and 2-0. Nick Skluzacek on deck for the Rockies. 2-0 the count. Two outs, here's the pitch, and Kaltoff gets a mighty swing. And that's where you want to swing on that 2-0, yeah.
He throws a low strike to you at 2-0. You want to see what you can go do something with it, but I think it fooled him a little bit. I think that was a little bit of an off-speed pitch coming in at him.
I agree. Kelvin was out in front of it. Two balls, one strike, the count to Kaltoff. John Krochak delivers, and a strike on the inside corner in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
After he throws him a slow curveball low, he goes and gives him a fastball right down the heart of the plate.
New over at third, Duffner at first. The 2-2, Duffner goes, and Kaltoff fouls it back and out of play, and the count stays 2-2.
Well, the Rockies definitely trying to make something happen here is on a 2-2 pitch. They send Duffner.
So we'll do it here again on 2-2. Calvin Kaltoff digs in, and Seth Ambrose, or make it the catcher here, was Matt Ambrose, calls for time. Now we're back to play. Duffner, a little hesitation. The pitch is low. Duffner, a delayed steal, and Ambrose can't come up with it. So now the Rockies have runners at second and third, and the count full to Calvin at 3-2.
Well, it looked like they almost wanted to do a double steal there, because at first it was a delayed steal. He went about halfway down,
exactly.
And he actually stopped.
Exactly.
He was hoping to draw a throw, and he realized he wasn't going to draw the throw. It's like, well, now I got to go take second base because they're giving it to me.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Kerchak's pitch, and Kaltoff. A fly ball to center field. It's a bloop, and it's going to drop. One run is scored. Here comes Duffner. The Rockies have scored two, and a single for Kaltoff. Couple RBIs. The Rockies draw first blood.
Well,
you could tell it was not as hard hit as it seemed.
It sounded good off the bat, but you could tell right away it wasn't going to make it that far. It was a fine effort by the center fielder coming in, diving to make that catch. He ended up coming up about 6 inches short, and the ball ends up laying right beside him. But with the runners both running with two outs, Calvin Kaltoff comes up with the big two-run RBI single for the Rockies.
Got to bring Nick Skluzacek to the plate. Nick has hit the ball hard tonight. He is 1-for-2. Actually, 1-for-1. He had a walk in his last time up at the plate. New pitcher here, though, for Nick. Rockies 2-0 over St. Patrick here in the fifth. The pitch low from Krucek, and the count at 1-0.
Somebody quickly running down to the St. Patrick bullpen to see if that next guy is ready or not.
That gets fans buzzing when you get some runs across the plate. And Krucek's pitch is strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike.
It wasn't the hardest hit the Rockies had all night, but it was
no,
the biggest hit.
It was, and I think the outfielder, the center fielder, was kind of fooled a little bit. He thought it was going to come to him quicker. Skluzacek, he had his double swing there, a swing and a miss, strike two, 1-2.
Well, and of course, he knew it was a cleanup hitter up. He was probably playing a little bit deep and things like that, and Calvin did a nice job of dropping it right in front of him.
The 1-2 pitch to Skluzacek. He'll foul it at the plate, and the count stays 1-2. Yeah, and again, we go back to this time of night. Maybe just a little tough judging it. One ball, two strikes. The lead by Kaltoff at first, not a real big lead. The kick, the pitch, the curveball. Skozacek on the ground to third. In on the grass, and the throw to first in time by the third baseman, Freges, and that'll do it for the Rockies here in the fifth. But they do some damage, scoring two runs on one hit. There was one error and one man left on base. We played 4.5, the Cold Spring Rockies 2 and St. Patrick nothing. More to come in a minute here on KASN.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers. With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring put design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build. From the very basic to elaborate, cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled, restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring Rockies in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Kurt Himmisch with you at Delano Municipal Baseball Park as the grounds crew out doing their dragging duties here in the fifth inning.
Well, just like you always see in state tournament and even sometimes in regional tournament, they put like a 5-6 man crew out there to go drag the infield quickly, and they keep things looking good. And as you look around this ballpark, you can see that they've done many things well.
I like Calvin Kultoff's aim. He threw that right over one of those workers' heads, right to second base. Kultoff, the man of the hour right now, a single that scores two. Rockies lead 2-0 heading to the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's what Ryan Hannon wanted, is some runs, and he got it. Here's a chopper to Duffner at first. Austin up with it, and he'll run it to the bag, one out.
Well, what you said, he was looking for some runs, and he got him, and he quickly comes, throws a strike right down the plate. Guy hits a hard one-hopper right at Austin. Austin feels it perfectly, tells Ryan, you stay right on the mound. I'm going to take this one myself, save your energy, and keep throwing strikes.
That's Will Walsh. He's been able to pull Ryan Hannon twice, both times to the first baseman Duffner at the plate. It's the designated hitter, Dom DeLuca, and the first pitch to DeLuca is a strike in 0-1. There's a curveball that crosses the plate. And beautiful pitch in 0-2.
That was one nasty curveball in the inside part of the plate. The batter knew it. He stepped out for a second, shaking his head, saying, what could have I done with that pitch?
0-2 the count. Hannon's pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike three.
After he throws him that nasty curveball in the inside part, he comes back and throws him a fastball right at the knees, and the guy wasn't quite ready for it. He was way behind it.
Upper 80s probably right there. That's a nasty fastball. That'll bring number 8 hitter to the plate, and Ryan Freges, the third baseman. Here's the pitch, a strike called in 0-1. Hannon, it's like he's been
electrified.
Electrified, yeah, with those runs. He is coming out and just bringing the heat here in the fifth, and that pitch is inside, a ball in the count, 1-1.
He's working quicker. He's throwing harder.
One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss by Freges, strike two. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, curveball down the right field line. This one's going to go foul down into that right field corner. Not foul by much, but still foul. And looks like we're going to get some more activity down in the St. Patrick bullpen.
Looks like that same guy that warmed up when the Rockies were batting in the top of the fifth is going back down there now in the bottom of the fifth.
I imagine he won't start the sixth inning. They may start with their relief pitcher. Here's a strikeout, and the throw to first by Kultoff. That'll end the fifth for St. Patrick. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. You got to like what Ryan Hennon was doing there in the fifth. More to come in a minute on KASF.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8266. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Cold Spring Rockies in the 2019 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
To the top of the sixth inning. You know, Kurt, you think that Jordan Barth would get enough baseball with the St. Cloud Rocks? He's here tonight.
Well, he's here tonight cheering on a bunch of his teammates from Ricari who are playing for the Cold Spring Rockies, and he'll be in that starting lineup for the Cold Spring Springers on Sunday.
Unbelievable. Here we go, top of the sixth inning, and taking that first pitch is Brandon Gill, and a fly ball out to shallow right field. Out there is the second baseman. That's Pexa, and he'll make the catch for the out. One down, up to the plate, Andrew Aller.
Speaking of Jordan Barth, he had a fine season for the St. Cloud Rocks. Oh. I believe he led the team in hits. He led the team in hitting.
Set a doubles record. Just an amazing, amazing season for the Augustana player. Here's a shot by Aller to right field. And caught out there by Walsh, and that's two outs.
As they go put somebody in the bullpen to get ready for him, and here's the Rockies were coming to bat. This pitcher ain't wasting any time. He's got two pitches, and he's got two fly balls to right field.
That'll bring Sam Distel to the plate. Sam, 0 for 2 tonight. And the pitch by Kerchuk is a strike call in 0-1. John Kerchuk from Montgomery. Got a little history with Montgomery. We've had teams play Montgomery over the years here in the state tournament. There's a swing and a miss by Distel, strike two. The ball, it's two strikes. And a swing and a miss. That'll end the Rockies' sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 5.5, the Cold Spring Rockies 2, and St. Patrick nothing. We're back in a minute.
Is your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be? If not, call Erkin's Water and let us help. Hi, I'm Don Erkins from Erkins Water, and I grew up in the water business, have seen a lot of changes in the quality of well water and existing wells. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in water today. We do have equipment that will clean that up. We have iron filters that now use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerates on water usage, not days. All of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill assault. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality or the taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call us and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that makes your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. So call Erkin's Water today and let's get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, we're back in Delano, the Municipal Athletic Baseball Park, and to the bottom of the sixth inning, Ryan Hennon had a very good fifth inning, Kurt, and see if it can continue here in sixth.
Absolutely. He got by only throwing nine pitches in that fifth inning, ended up with two strikeouts, so that really helped his pitch count with an inning like that.
He's going to face the number nine hitter, Jace Westman.
We got a pinch hitter here. Number one, Jordan Garacki.
Jordan, a right-handed hitter, as was Westman. Westman, the left fielder. Garacki takes outside a ball, 1-0. One of the count. Ryan Hennon's pitch, and Garacki a fly ball to right field. Not hit very hard, but right at the Rockies right fielder who makes the catch for the out.
This game has huge meaning to Central Minnesota fans, as the winner of this game will be taking on the Region 15C champion Farming next Saturday back here in Delano.
Isn't that crazy?
As we see manager Dale Schrader from Farming down here scouting out this game and things like that there. So huge meaning for Central Minnesota in this year game, because the winner taking on Farming. So if the Cold Spring Rockies could hang on to their 2-0 lead, it would be a great Central Minnesota matchup here next Saturday down in Delano.
Absolutely. Top of the order, it's Kyle Rodas. Rodas so far tonight out of that leadoff spot. 0-for-2. Big breaking ball from Ryan Hennon, strike one. 0-1 the count. The kick, the pitch, and inside. They're appealing the check swing by Rodas, and they say no, he did not go around, and the count 1-1.
I think it's the first check swing that they didn't call a strike tonight.
One ball, one strike, one out, no one on. Another breaking ball, a little bit high from Hennon, and the count 2 balls and a strike. Two, one the count. Pitches low, and now 3-1. Ryan has hit one man tonight, along with giving up the two hits. And his pitch, there's a strike called, and 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kyle Rodas, a right-handed hitter. Takes strike 3 called. He's caught looking. Boy, Hennon came with that fastball right at the knees.
He did, and it was kind of funny because he did miss a little bit on those balls that he was throwing there. But that strike 3 was right down the plate. I think he just kind of froze the batter.
So 2 down. And Jack Freges to the plate. Jack 0-for-1 tonight. Was hit on the foot, we believe, in the last at bat. And there's a strike on the inside corner, 0-1, and that's where you want to keep these pitches on these hitters.
These big boys, the 2, 3, 4, and 5 hitters for St. Patrick, you want to keep it right down at the knees.
Just missing inside, and the count 1-1. Noticing Calvin Kaltoff, that ball goes back to Hennon just about as fast as it's delivered to him. And Calvin has done some pitching, too. There's a strike again, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 outs, nobody on for St. Patrick in the 6th, 2-0 Rockies. And just fouled at the plate by Freges, and the count stays 1-2. That ball game next week, the Farming game, that time on Saturday is what again?
1:30 right here.
1:30 in Delano. Here's the pitch. Just inside. Freges almost wanted to lean into that pitch the way it looked, or he was just trying to make it look like it was inside. And the count now 2-2.
The way that one snapped the mitt, I don't think he wanted to get hit by that one, though.
No, exactly not. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hannon's pitch on the way. Big breaking ball. Strike 3. It makes Freges' knees wobble, and he takes it for strike 3. For St. Patrick, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6 in our books. Cold Spring Rockies 2, St. Patrick nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at Cold Spring Lanes. There's options when it comes to league bowling, men's and ladies leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub options. Cold Spring Lanes is open now for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights. Every other game is free through Labor Day, and you just got to try Cosmic Bowling every Saturday night from 9:30 to 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more at Cold Spring Lanes. Call Dave for information on Cold Spring Lanes bowling hours at 685-8150.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the seventh, Cold Spring Rockies leading St. Patrick 2-0 here in the seventh. It'll be Austin Mayer, the number nine hitter, and then to the top, Jordan New and David Jonas. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Rockies, no runs, two hits, and an error for St. Patrick. The first pitch to Austin Mayer is a strike called 0-1. Right-hander John Krochuk on in relief of the starter. Here's a ground ball to first. Ambrose running it to the bag for the unassisted putout.
Austin doing a nice job of putting the bat on the ball tonight. Came up with a single in his first at-bat, and there he has a sharp grounder to the first baseman for somebody who hasn't seen a lot of action through the year. Gets inserted into the starting lineup in the state tournament with the injury to Eskew. Doing a nice job in the nine hole for the Rockies tonight.
Jordan New to the plate. Jordan got things rolling in the fifth when the Rockies scored two, reached on an error, and really made things interesting on the bases. I think got into the head of starter Mike Spitt. First pitch, a strike to Jordan, and now a ball inside in the count 1-1.
I think he got into the head of the pitcher and a little bit of the catcher that inning.
That's right. You bet. One ball, one strike. Here's New, ground ball up the middle. Knocked down by the second baseman. And New is going to beat this one out, though. Infield single. Nice play over there by Pexa to knock it down. Get up and make a throw on the speedy base runner.
That was one heck of a play by the second baseman. That was sharply hit right over the pitcher's mound, right over second base. He dives and from his knees, he throws to the first base. There's no way he was going to get the speedy Jordan New, but what a fine play by the second baseman to knock that ball down and get a throw over to first base.
Here's David Jonas, walk and a couple fly balls to right field, takes the first pitch for a called strike and 0-1. 0-1 the count. This is the first time Jonas has faced this new pitcher, and that's going to go off the mitt of Ambrose, and on to third goes Jordan New. He takes a big turn at second, and he'll stay there.
It's like the catcher was fooled a little bit on that one. He was kind of set up on the outside part of the plate. It came on the inside part. He was able to get a glove on it, but wasn't able to get enough on it. And quickly, as soon as the Rockies have a hit again, somebody runs down to the bullpen. They just keep that pitcher down there. He just gets up, takes his sweatshirt off, and all they do is send the catcher down there to start warming him up.
One ball, one strike to Jonas. And Jonas drives it to center field. Long run. He can't get it. That's going to roll to the ivy. Here comes New. He's going to score it. David Jonas with an RBI double gives the Rockies a 3-0 lead.
Just like we've seen many times from the veterans of the Cold Spring Rockies, David Jonas, he takes that ball on the outside part of the plate and he rips it just past the center fielder, bounces into the ivy out there in right center for a big double, gives the Rockies a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, it was hit so solid. And now Austin Duffner to the plate. Austin's had a good night. He is 1-for-2 with a walk, a run scored. Now with a chance for maybe another RBI as Jonas is hanging out at second. The right-hander delivers from the stretch and he catches the outside corner. And 0-1, John Krochuk. Krochuk looks back to second and his pitch to Duffner. That's low and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Rockies with seven hits here on the evening. And the pitch is high and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Krochuk Kicks and delivers outside and 3-1. Kelvin Kaltoff waiting on deck for the Rockies.
Krolchek, just like the starting pitcher, spit, doesn't pitch as well out of the stretch.
3-1 the count, one out. And a swing and a miss by Austin, strike two. Boy, that ball was right in his powerhouse there. 3-2 the count. The lead at second by Jonas, and a swing and a miss. He goes upstairs, and Duffner swings and misses, strike three.
Not the pitch Jordan wanted to be swinging at, that one that was up at the letters, but it looked like it was so sweet coming in there, he couldn't lay off it, and he was way ahead of that pitch.
Yeah. And, you know, Austin had a good swing at it, though. He had it just eluded him there. Here comes Kaltoff to the plate. Kelvin drove in two earlier and sends this one into the night. Back in left field at the Ivy. He picked it up. It's a fair ball right by the fence, hitting the Ivy out in left field. I don't know if that was Westman who came back in or if it was Skorak.
Off the bat, it almost looked like that one might be out of the park on
exactly.
There. He hit it to the deep part of the park right there where the fence goes out a little bit farther right in front of that foul pole. He kind of lunged for the ball at the last second. He was just able to not come up with it. So Kelvin Kaltoff with another RBI double.
And it's 4-0 Rockies at the plate. Nick Skozacek. Kaltoff tonight is 3-for-4. That RBI double. 3 RBIs. Krocek's pitch. There's a strike to Skozacek. And the count at 0-2 to Nick. No balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, high, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kaltoff out at second. Krolchek kicks and delivers, and Skozacek a little late on that swing. Falls it to the backstop, and 1-2. I'm just looking where that light post is, Kurt. That looks like a pretty deep part of the park yet.
Well, it almost looks like the fence almost
there.
Goes straight,
yeah.
And then it comes back in right in front of that pole. So that's probably one of the deeper part of the parks right there, right where Kelvin hit that.
I think it's 365 to center. Skozacek swings and misses. Strike three. That'll end the Rockies' seventh inning, but another productive inning, scoring two runs here in the seventh on three hits. There were no errors and one left on base. We have played 6.5. The Cold Spring Rockies 4, St. Patrick nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Lakeside Clinic, located on Highway 23 Cold Spring, provides personalized eye care close to home for all ages. Maintain good eye health and vision by scheduling an appointment today. Call 685-5400. Lakeside Clinic is a complete optical offering designer frames from traditional to trendy and is always ready to help keep your eye on the ball. Lakeside Clinic is proud to support local athletics and wishes our local amateur teams good luck in the state tournament. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Check-On, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Randy Rotstein, Kurt Hemmich back with you at Delano Municipal Baseball Park. 4-0 Cold Spring Rockies bottom of the seventh inning coming up, and a few more runs for Ryan Hennon. He's got to be liking this.
Absolutely. It looked like Ryan was a lot more comfortable in the fifth and sixth inning after getting two runs in the top of the fifth. Let's see if he can't keep that going after getting two more insurance runs here in the top of the fourth.
Hennon set to face the number three hitter, Matt Ambrose, and the first pitch to Matt is a strike in 0-1. Ambrose, 1-for-2 tonight, has one of the two hits off of Ryan Hennon, pitch inside a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. That ball bounced away from Calvin Kaltoff. Looks like they got a drier baseball again, and Ambrose sends this one down the left field line, but foul, and the count at 1-2.
A little more foul territory down the left field line than the right field line.
You know, that's one of the first pitches the right-handed hitters have pulled tonight, Kurt. I think it might be. Jonas hasn't had anything at third yet, has he?
Nope.
There's been nothing to left.
One of the left-handers did pull the ball to Duffner.
To Duffner, yeah. But nothing down the left field line so far. One ball, two strikes. Ambrose steps out of the box. Now he's back in. And Hennon ready. Curveball, a foul tip into the mid of Kaltoff. Strike three.
Comes in with the curveball right at the belt. Little delayed pitch out there. Throws it right past for a full tick strikeout.
Four out of the last five batters have struck out. Actually make it five out of the last six. Five out of the last six have struck out. Here's a pop-up. It's going to go fouling out of play over the third base dugout. Bouncing behind us here. And 0-1 to the cleanup hitter, Seth Ambrose. Seth Ambrose tonight has the other hit. He's 1-for-2. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes.
Orion doing just what you're supposed to with a four-run lead. Up there throwing strikes.
So true. So true. Not getting fancy at all. The 0-2 pitch. Ambrose will foul this one back and out of play. And the count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Randy Rothstein, Kurt Hemmisch with you on a Friday night from Delano Municipal Baseball Park. Here's a shot to second. Distel has it go off his glove and rolls into right field, and that'll be an error on the Rocky second baseman.
Unfortunately for Sam, he couldn't get over there quite fast enough to field the ball cleanly. Didn't get himself perfectly in front of the ball. Ends up scooting past him for the Rockies' first error of the evening.
It'll bring number five hitter Matt Pexa to the plate. Pexa is 0-for-2 tonight. Hennon wants a new baseball. That one must have come back a little damp. I can't see the Rockies' bullpen if there has been any activity at all down in that bullpen. We have a good view of St. Patrick's bullpen. But when you got a left-hander like Ryan Hennon on the mound, how much relief do you want?
I got a hunch there hasn't been anybody down there yet.
Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a swing and a miss by Pexa. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Four runs, eight hits, one error for the Rockies. No runs, two hits, and one error so far for St. Patrick. Hennon's pitch. Little bit low, and the count, one ball, one strike. Winner gets farming next Saturday at 1:30. You're right back here in Delano. And the pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-2 now to Pexa. One ball, two strikes. Hennon looks over to first and now comes home. Here's a one-hop shot to second. Distel to second for one. The relay to first is in time.
What a scoop by Austin Duffner.
Yes, good play all around. You bet. Duffner scoops it at the end, and that'll end the Irish seventh. No runs, no hits, an error, and no one left on base. We played seven here in Delano. The Cold Spring Rockies 4 and St. Patrick nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KESA.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
You're ready to plan your big day. Whether it's across the stage or down the aisle, let Cold Spring Bakery help you celebrate your special occasion in style. Choose from our special almond cake with a raspberry filling, or rich dark chocolate cake with a sinfully luscious mousse filling. And let our decorators decorate it in a style unique for you. Check out our cakebook at coldspringbakery.com. Cold Spring Bakery, baking for your special occasion.